Blog Talk Radio.
Rightwingmedia.net radio. And just wanted to let you guys know that we appreciate you coming in at this late hour, this relatively late hour. And whether you're coming in listening in on Blog Talk Radio, Acast, Podchaser, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, or Player FM, we really do appreciate you very, very much. I wanted to clear up something from last night. We basically had an interesting time on the Romeo show. We had a joke that I was doing on Romeo, and he turned the joke around, and it had the it just got totally funny and out of hand, but it was great. And you are great for listening. By the way, in case anybody's curious, it's now 8.01 p.m. in Seattle and Phoenix, 9.01 in Denver, 10.01 in Dallas, 11.02, oh, it's changed already, in Washington, D.C., 4.02 in the morning in London, 6.02 in Kiev and Moscow. And if you have not visited rightwingmedia.net, you're going to miss a whole bunch of things. Last week, it was amazing. President Biden actually overstepped his boundaries and could have caused world war. And we want to play, it's about 3 minutes long, a little less. And I think this title is perfect for a president who has been rather weak until now and maybe overstepped boundaries way too much, potentially. We call this Biden Declares Something.
I came to Europe again this week with a clear and determined message for NATO, for the G7, for the European Union, for all freedom-loving nations. We must commit now to be in this fight for the long haul. We must remain unified today and tomorrow and the day after and for the years and decades to come. It will not be easy. There will be costs, but it's a price we have to pay because the darkness that drives autocracy is ultimately no match for the flame of liberty that lights the souls of free people everywhere. Time and again, history shows that it's from the darkest moments that the greatest progress follows. And history shows this is the task of our time, the task of this generation. Let's remember the hammer blow that brought down the Berlin Wall, the might that lifted the Iron Curtain were not the words of a single leader. It was the people of Europe who for decades fought to free themselves. Their sheer bravery opened the border between Austria and Hungary for the pan-European picnic. They joined hands for the Baltic Way. They stood for solidarity here in Poland. And together, it was an unmistakable and undeniable force of the people that the Soviet Union could not withstand. And we're seeing it once again today with the brave Ukrainian people showing that their power of many is greater than the will of any one dictator. So in this hour, let the words of Pope John Paul burn as brightly today. Never, ever give up hope. Never doubt. Never tire. Never become discouraged. Be not afraid. A dictator bent on rebuilding an empire will never erase the people's love for liberty. Brutality will never grind down their will to be free. Ukraine will never be a victory for Russia. For free people refuse to live in a world of hopelessness and darkness. We will have a different future, a brighter future, rooted in democracy and principle, hope and light, of decency and dignity, of freedom and possibilities. For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power. God bless you all, and may God defend our freedom, and may God protect our troops. Thank you for your patience. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for your patience with two or three rather lame inarticulacies while he was trying to talk, probably a pre-written out. Yeah, Jen Psaki had to do something while she's at home sheltering in place from COVID. Wouldn't surprise. But that last sentence or so was what really angered and I think put some fear of God in the Democrats. They realized that he has inadvertently, almost, but not quite nearly, but somewhat, called for war. Very, very dangerous. And only because at this point they can't walk back the presidency, but a lot of people want to. In fact, according to the Republican Daily, an article that came out today, Biden demonstrates just how much the White House is lying about him. You've got to go to rightwingmedia.net and see that. They play a very valid discussing, for example, what Kate Benfield was saying about U.S. troops routinely interacting with Ukrainian troops in Poland. And Biden explicitly said the U.S. was training. She was just, according to the article, tried to say he was talking about interacting. They just don't get it. The power of words to create problems. Usually words can clarify, but also words can create problems. Here's another one. Here's a video at rightwingmedia.net. You've got to see. He calls to remove Biden. And you know, it's almost as crazy as Republican Daily had the other day, another article, White House now has to clean up fourth bad comment from Joe Biden. And there was, this is the really good one. And we've got some more good ones. There is a poll that went out and it was something like Trump, former President Trump, with all his difficulties, was, here we go. According to The Hill, Trump leads Biden-Harris 2020 matchups, getting 47%, according to the article, of support, compared with 41% for Biden. 12% of the voters were undecided. Now, one who is not undecided is Romeo Hill. Romeo, how you doing, my friend? Romeo, I can't hear you. Let's try something here. We'll be right back. Okay, Romeo, let's see if we can hear you now.
Hey, Scott, can you hear me now?
Yes, that sounds like a really cheesy commercial for cell phones. By the way, how's your cheesy cell phone going?
Oh, jeez, it's cheesy.
Yes, or if we wanted to do a cheese commercial, it's cheesier. We played that clip at the beginning of the show for President Biden when he was in Poland last week, and it made him sound really, really lame. And we've got his poll numbers 6 points below that of President Trump if he were to go into the election today. And also, of course, his son's laptop's been given to Congress. And the White House is basically lying about him. I know you have something to say about that.
Well, of course. Why would the White House not be known to lie about stuff? I mean, come on. I mean, look at it this way. The Democrats supposedly put a, should I dare say this, a woman of color who can't even define the word woman. They're just stupid. Who else would not know that a Democrat would lie? But, you know, I got to say, I hate to say, but ends of times, man. Ends of times.
Well, you know, it's you were talking about, I assume, the nominee for the, what do you call that, the big court, the Supreme Court. who didn't want to deal with, in a negative light, of course, diversity and inclusion. You heard what Disney did, kind of a similar...
Oh, what? They're trying to make, like, LGBT stuff on there?
Oh, yeah. According to Chris Rufo, Disney Diversity and Inclusion Manager Vivian Ware said the company has eliminated all mention of ladies, gentlemen, boys, and girls in its theme parks.
Yep.
To create that magical moment. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mark Dice, sorry, go ahead, Scott. I don't mean to...
No, go ahead. What did Mark Dice cover that, too?
Mark Dice actually said that, and then there was, you might laugh at this. This is stupid, but I find it really funny because I know about it. I mean, I knew this was kind of coming. They're going to put more LGBTQA+, or whatever they call them, the alphabet people, the LGB, if you want to play it nice, and they're going to put more inclusive people into the Disney people, the Disney movies, meaning more LGB. So, folks, look out for a gay, maybe black man, or a gay black woman, or gay Asian. I mean, look out for all this stuff, because this is what Disney's doing.
I've got a perfect way of addressing that, that Disney could figure it out. You know how they don't, you know, everybody's chastising Ron DeSantis in Florida because they're trying to convince him not to say the word gay. And I've got the perfect first case for a Disney character, a little reimagining to steal their thunder and their term, Goofy.
Oh, no, Goofy, not Goofy.
Well, yeah, we can't. I mean, there's some people who wanted to call him gay. So instead of being called gay, we can, at least for the moment, use the term Goofy.
Well, wouldn't that be pretty not? I mean, hey, Florida said don't say the gay bill. So,
yeah.
Honestly, Scott, like I said this morning, did you watch my earlier live this morning where I talked about this whole, pardon me?
I missed that, but what did you talked about what?
The Hollywood elite, where all these Hollywood people think that they're invisible, that they can do stuff like this, and there won't be consequences, or people, you know, like, I got into a conversation with somebody today that talks about, like, how some movies are political about toxic masculinity. And my reply was, do you realize that 99% of the people that normal people, and I'm using the word normal lightly.
Okay, let's be nice and say traditional or typical people. Can we do
typical
that?
Typical or traditional. Okay. I mean, I was going to say, what is normal anymore? But traditional or typical people don't like that kind of stuff. So they steer away from that. And most movies like that that are political, they go down in the dumps and they lose a lot of money. So you expect a lot of this. This is like a big, big expectation. And I was talking about how, like, Will Smith slapped Chris Rock. And supposedly, supposedly is going to get away with it because Chris Rock is kind of a nice guy. And I get it. Chris Rock is a pretty cool dude from what I can see.
Yeah.
But he's not pressing charges on Will Smith. And you know why? Because, and you'll have to pardon me for saying this, but...
Oh, no.
Black, being person of color and being a Hollywood famous star and being rich is kind of a privilege.
Ooh.
And I'm not going to go any further with it, but you know what I mean.
Ooh.
If you're in Hollywood, you get the privilege of being rich. Or if, for instance, let's say you're like Ellen DeGeneres or Rosie O'Donnell, if you're part of that LGBTQ member, if you go after them or you arrest them, then they can use the homophobic or the phobia excuse. So
now,
then Will Smith, go ahead.
Well, I was just gonna. There's a comment I've got to make about Ellen. But what were you saying about Will Smith?
You know, like Will Smith is a person of color. Am I correct or wrong?
But, duh.
Okay, he's a person of color. So
yeah.
If somebody arrests him, and you know, Will, like not just Will Smith, but Wesley Snipes, he got arrested for a whole bunch of things probably in his past. As a person of color.
Yeah.
But how come he can get arrested, but Will Smith can't get arrested? Here's the reason why. The liberal agenda. It's called Hollywood elite. If you are somebody who is rich, privilegedly rich, or makes more money than the average person flipping burgers at McDonald's for, like, let's say, $16.50 an hour, then they think that they're untouchable.
Mm-hmm.
And I disagree with it. They are not, and I've mentioned this kind of in my video where I said, you do realize to the Hollywood people who possibly may be watching or may not be watching, you are not untouchable. You are a normal civilian American who is touchable. You can get arrested for any crime and should be arrested for any crime. This is like what Joe Biden and all the Democrats think. They're untouchable. It's stupid. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, here's what you were talking about the movies. Here's the other shoe that drops. AMC, which is American Multi Cinemas, is closing a lot, if not all of its theater operations. And by the way, if anybody from AMC is listening and you want to, you know, dispute that or whatever, please producers@rightwingmedia.net. But that's the kicker. A lot of traditional theaters, movie theaters, where you come together and breathe in everybody's whatever, including COVID occasionally, are closing. So now it comes to more democratic process, no pun intended, where either by online or by borrowing a DVD or whatever from a kiosk or whatnot, there's more direct impact to people who are in the movies, producing the movies, writing the movies, starring in the movies. Yeah, fine. They're creative, business, technical people. But now I think they're going to be hit a lot closer when the public dislikes them. Speaking of somebody who's hardly ever disliked until this last year in the media, and I touched on her, let me rephrase that, and you touched on her, and let me rephrase that one too, Ellen DeGeneres. Here's something I could never understand, except for her audience is predominantly women, was what she was showing. Okay.
Pardon me for saying it. I'll be right back. I gotta grab something, beverage, real quick, and
okay.
I will be right back.
We're just gonna leave the phone going, and you know, boy, this sounds like a refrigerator thing. Was that closed or open? I think we heard a bottle cap. No, not a bottle cap. A can open. It should be a bottle top actually being unscrewed, just like Romeo's brain. He's one of my friends, so I can say that. No, we'd never say Romeo was unscrewed. Unhinged, maybe. Unscrewed, no. There.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay. But did you ever notice that Ellen, who is lesbian, self-admittedly, always has for her audience these, her lawn guy and so on, you know, really ripped, perfect bod and all that stuff. But she oogles a little bit after him too, or is it fake, or I don't know. They're going to get after, I think, when the movie money line shifts more directly to the people. I mean, you know, I don't want to say this next one, but this next story, but, It's starting to be widely reported. And, you know, make your own decisions what you want to do with it. Home Depot is gone. woke. Leading package practices, unpacking privilege. Boy, that's too many P's there. And they basically tell their employees what privilege is like. And they say...
What? Home Depot?
Yeah. Well, I guess you didn't see rightwingmedia.net recently. But we had that up since this afternoon.
I didn't work at Home Depot.
Oh, you got to see this. Privilege. If you're confident that the police exist to protect you, you have white privilege. If while growing up,
what?
College... Oh, yeah. I'm reading from the, this is Libs of TikTok, and it's on Twitter. Let's see what privilege looks like. If while growing up, college was an expectation of you, not a dream, you have class privilege. If you can expect time off from work to celebrate your religious holidays, you have Christian privilege. Nah, that's actually religious privilege. But that's predominant. If you can use public bathrooms without stares, fear, or anxiety, you have cisgender privilege. I hope I'm reading that right. Let me blow that up, no pun intended. There we go. That's much easier to read. Yeah, you have cisgender privilege. You don't have to worry about how you get into a store. You have some other privilege. If you don't have to explain to your spouse, you don't have to explain that your spouse is the same gender. And then, able body. Okay, and then heterosexual privilege. Wow. So anyway, do whatever you guys may want to do or not to do regarding Disney and Home Depot. I'm not saying any of the B words or anything like that. But that's kind of indoctrination, isn't it, Romeo? For their workers, not even for the general public. I mean, somebody in these companies is trying to put forth these things. In fact, you mentioned the Will Smith thing. I had looked at another news story. It was a news video about his son, Jaden Smith, who is, what were they? They were being really gracious. Gender fluid.
Trans.
So maybe that's why.
He's trans.
Oh, trans. So he's a she?
I think he identifies as a she.
Isn't that
trans? Privilege? I'm sorry.
Yeah, that would be trans privilege. And then there was a story
that... Dude, does Home Depot even know that one?
Give them time. They're constructing it as we speak. Just kidding. Just... yeah. But, you know, along those lines, I'm taking a wild guess that Putin would have emotionally... deranged privilege. What would be a nicer word for the phrase or word for that? Not emotionally deranged privilege. I can't even
think. He's just Looney Tunes. He's a fry short of a Happy Meal.
A fry short of a Happy Meal. Well, along those lines, you'll get a kick out of this. By the way, we're still on DEF CON 3, in case anybody's curious. Here's the latest. According to Fox News, they've got a story. A U.S. commander estimates nearly three-quarters of Russian forces are dedicated to Ukraine. Military.com last night said Marines deployed to Eastern Europe for the first time in response to the Ukraine. And according to the Express, Putin's still in his Siberian bunker or something like that. I don't know. Oh, yeah.
So funky.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's even funkier. There we go. Forbes ran the story about one of our other favorite governments. And here's the title, How the Shanghai COVID Shutdown Will Be Used Against the West, as though this whole thing is planned. Wouldn't surprise you. But I don't know. I think the other thing that was planned is Jen... Raggedy Ann, as you call her, Psaki, who having the week out for COVID, she's got to be writing the speeches. But, you know, when you have COVID, you get a low level of temperature. And I think she's tripping out a little bit. She might be hallucinating on some of her words and phrases in writing for the president. I mean, some of the stuff, I mean, I don't know if you heard the first part of the show, but we played his... He had like two or three times he couldn't pronounce things, and this was in Poland for the Economic Union address, and then he literally calls Putin out for a war. I mean, about the only thing left for him to do is a misstep and a mistake and a verbal blunder would be to call Putin figuratively gay or something. I'm just waiting for him to do something. I'm not wanting him to do something stupid like that, but it wouldn't surprise me.
No, it wouldn't. I mean, what do you call that? Russian privilege?
Russian heterosexual privilege or stereotypical Russian privilege. Yeah, Russian privilege, Eastern European privilege.
There you go.
Eastern European privilege. So if you are a crazed dictator who is trying to recapture the glory days of the Kremlin, but you know, oh God, this sounds like a Jeff Foxworthy routine. I just realized it. If you are a dictator wannabe who is trying to recapture the glory days of the Kremlin, you might be named President Putin. If you are dumber than or more paranoid than a fifth grader, you might be President
Putin. You might have Russian privilege.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm so tempted. If I didn't have to get up early tomorrow, I've got some errands to run. For that just cries for almost a... You ought to do that in one of your videos. That would be really funny.
Hold on. Hold on, Scott. Are you a white male? Yes, that's right. And whether you're Christian or not Christian, and you have privilege, call now at 1-888-888-8888 and acknowledge your white cis male privilege, your masculine white male privilege now, because you're privileged. And or are you Russian? That is a crazed, supposed crazed dictator with privilege. Then you're a white Russian crazed privileged male. Call now at 1-888-888-88 and get your crazed privilege card. Yes, that's right, Bob. Your white privilege card. You can buy one now and get another one for absolutely free. But wait, there's more. Do you have a friend that doesn't believe in white privilege? That's right. They're privilege phobia. Oh, yes, that does exist now because in America, it's called privilege phobia. Call now at 1-888-888-88 and get your privilege card now. Buy one, get one free. Mileage and vary by handle. Shipping and charge may be vary. We accept credit card and cash and Visa. We do not accept cash. But thank you for calling 1-888 again. The number is 1-888-888-88.
Oh my gosh,
we can make a commercial on this.
Oh, that could be a parody. Anyway, there's just so much going on. I mean, I've got a new idea for a game show. Who wants to be Putin?
Oh, hell no. Heck no. I don't want to be Putin.
Wait. No, this is perfect. We had our intro music. Now, you, Georgiev, want to be Putin. Name the one thing that gets rid of the most people. One thing, Georgiev. That is correct. Your ex-wife is B, and C is your workings and what you do in government.
Nuclear. Final answer.
So is that your final answer, Georgia? Nuclear?
Yes, comrade. It's a nuclear bomb. We, the Indo-Russia, make America go boom. You're American. God,
you are correct, comrade. You are correct.
Yes, God bless the motherland.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. I can't believe this. But,
I do pretty good for acting like a Russian.
Well, you need to be more imperialistic and more paranoid and things like that. That's very, very
Russia,
important.
Russia, we a nuke. in Russia, we don't run from nukes. In Russia, nuke runs from the Russians.
Oh, my God. Oh, yes. So, anyway, that's pretty much a lot of the stuff going on. And then yesterday, I told the audience about yesterday. I told at the beginning of the show today. Boy, that sounds like a really bad comedy skit. But we told them about the end of your show when things went haywire. And you were joking on me, and I was joking on you. And then the board decided to go, oh, well. And they can hear that at rightwingmedia.net. But it was kind of funny. Actually, it's very funny.
Yeah. And did you also forget, Scott, you satirically played a prank on me,
mm-hmm.
which, by the way, I am surprised that you got your wires fixed from after I cut them with the chainsaw.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Again, yeah, Scott, in Russia, we never forget. Next time we nuclear your computer, and we hack your computer. Just remember.
That reminds me. I got to tell you guys. Just a few days ago, and this is serious, Google said that Chrome, especially the Google Chrome version, the internet browser, had found that Russians had been attempting to hack into it with about a couple pieces of malware. So if you have... if you use Google Chrome predominantly as your browser, be sure to update it. And if you don't know how to update it, use Google Chrome to find out how to update it, then update it, and then run your antivirus program. Boy, that sounds dangerous. But seriously. Oh, and Wheels called in. Let's see. I had to get him to call in. This guy is... Let's see. Let's get the keyboard out here. Because we can always use more comedy. Here we go. There we go. His real name is William. I'm not going to give his last name. But we'll see if he can call in. That would be intriguing. He may not. Because he is suitably afraid of Russia. I mean, of us. Of me and Romeo. Not that we butcher or surprise or joke around with anybody. Baloney.
Thanks, Scott.
Yeah.
It makes me also sound like Vladimir Putin, buddy.
No. If you want to sound like Vladimir Putin, you have to talk more like, oh, here he is. You have to talk more European, like this, and the kind of low and so on. Is this Wheels?
Yes, it is.
Wheels, welcome.
Oh, my God, it's the white privileged kid.
Oh my God. No, don't do that to him. That's going to traumatize him, and then he will be emotionally privileged. You know, I mean, you know, and the next time he goes into Disney property or you know, Home Depot or something, then he'll have a whole new thing to deal with.
But what is white privilege? Is it an ice cream flavor? Is it a McDonald's Happy Meal? The world may never know.
Is it a foreign sports car?
Exactly.
Well, actually it was a TV show. No, that was White Shadow. Okay. But Will's, so you've been hearing what's been going on in Russia and everything, right?
Yep, all over the news.
And you occasionally look at rightwingmedia.net to find your news too, right?
Yes.
Good. And I was actually Romeo, I was hoping he'd say no and so I could poke at that. But anyway, I just got a good one. But anyway, go ahead, Romeo, and then back to you, Wills.
I was just saying, Wills, I like your haircut, by the way, that gave me a picture. That looks pretty good, buddy.
That got right into my one.
You know, it looks a little bit like Jaden Smith.
The slap heard around the world.
Oh, yeah. You know, oh, to be a wealthy actor, producer, etc., and you can get away with stuff like that. Actually, there's another really famous guy who also is having some trouble. Bruce Willis is, he's got the beginnings of aphasia. He can't pick out the right words. Aphasia is called the Joe Biden disease. But he's going to retire from acting. Kind of a shame. But some actors don't have it that well. And so that's a shame. Dead silence. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to take a little break, and we've got open phones going on. Those of you listening on the internet, 516-666-9806. And this is Scott Hum, along with Romeo and our caller tonight, Wheels. And we'll be right back right after this.
If you served honorably in our nation's armed forces and you're looking for a way to continue serving your fellow veterans and your community, then join AMVETS. Each year, AMVETS members volunteer millions of hours at VA healthcare facilities from coast to coast, helping to improve the lives of their fellow veterans through the VA Voluntary Services Program. AMVETS posts and departments also participate in a wide variety of community service projects, ranging from Americanism in our schools to supporting the Special Olympics and Boy Scouts of America. Even if you no longer wear the uniform today, you can still serve through the AMVETS by joining today at AMVETS.com.
Nothing says home like a hearty meal with family and friends. Since 2011, the Gary Sinise Foundation's Serving Heroes program has shown gratitude to our nation's defenders by offering them a taste of home. This year, we're partnering with the Bob Evans Our Farm Salutes program to help serve even more meals to service members as they return home or continue to serve overseas. Look for Bob Evans Purple Packaging and visit ourfarmsalutes.com to learn more about how you can help serve our service members.
The strength of America, our values, our way of life hasn't just been won on the battlefield. It's won every day in our communities when we come together, extending hands of compassion, service, and hope to those who need it most. For over 100 years, the American Legion has been strengthening communities across our nation by providing life-saving help and support to our veterans and neighbors during times like we're facing today.
It's what the Legion's all about.
From blood drives, to distributing food, from responding to emergencies and protecting the most vulnerable among us, our mission is making America's communities stronger.
We are one family, and therefore, we care.
We are the American Legion, veterans strengthening America. To learn how you can help, visit legion.org.
And you're back with rightwingmedia.net radio special evening show. Romeo's been on, we've got Wheels, and we've been discussing some of the crazy things going on in America and Russia. Wheels, what is going on around the world, around the U.S., or in your backyard that you think is ridiculous?
Well, Russia's ridiculous. We all saw this coming.
Really? I didn't see it coming. I mean, Putin having a slow meltdown.
He tried in 2014 going into Ukraine. I saw it come, and eventually he frightened a few times.
Oh. Well, you're smarter than a lot of us, well, especially Biden. You can talk even better than he. We played a clip at the beginning of the show. He was messed up. Oh, yeah.
And Biden messed up calling, saying Vladimir shouldn't be in power.
Oh, yeah. We had that clip. And he even mispronounced words about two or three times in just less than 3 minutes. I mean, that's pretty lame.
And no other president said that about a war leader. We didn't say it about Bin Laden, Saddam. We didn't even say it about Stalin or Hitler.
Maybe we should have said things like that about those guys. But, yeah. Well, we had presidents who are articulate at that point who could actually think. I mean, I don't know if you saw this, Wills, but they found that Biden is now carrying around a cheat sheet of really good phrases and things like that to use. Did you see that yet?
No, but I figured out he had some kind of sheet.
Oh, yeah. And what was embarrassing?
I wonder when they wrote it, they wrote a line, then put a bunch of spaces with squiggly lines for his daughter?
That's automatic. They don't need to write that in. I mean, he stutters and everything crazy. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up for tonight. And, Wills, I want to thank you for coming in. We're going to throw some fun music your way. And let's go out with, oh, this is cool. Well, this is called Inspiring Epic Dubstep. This is Scott Hum, and this has been RightWingMedia.net Radio.